We're doing Mentivot Shalom and Parshat Yitro. The topic is Vatem Tiyudim Amlecht Kohanim Goy Kadosh. You will be for me a nation of priests and a holy nation. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Liora Bat Ada. Hashem should fulfill her wishes speedily for good. V'item Nisgula Mikol Amim Kidicho La'aretz Vatem Tiyudim Amlecht Kohanim Goy Kadosh. Hashem says, I want you to be my chosen nation, my royal nation among the nations. I own the land. You will be a nation of priests, a holy nation. הנה בדבר השם המהווה הקדמה לקבלת התורה, בוודאי תמונים היסודות לכל ענייני התורה והמצוות עשרת הדיברות. These words are really introductory to the giving of the Torah, and if they're introductory, then undoubtedly there are the foundations of the concepts of Torah, mitzvos, and the Ten Commandments hidden within the introduction. וצריך ביאור משמעות הדברים, and we have to understand what do these words mean? And specifically, if you notice, the Pasuk repeats the word li three times. And Hashem is stressing, you will be my royal nation, my nation of priests. The land is mine. What is Hashem stressing? שנחפל גימל פעמים בפסוקים אלו, ויתם לי סגולה מכל עמים, כי לי כל הארץ, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. ובעצם הקרא פרשו המפרשים. So firstly, with regards to the verse, the commentaries explain, דכוונת הכתוב לומר שתהיו לי סגולה מכל העמים על ידי זה שאתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. The commentaries firstly explain that when the pasuk says that you will be my exceptional nation, that is through the conclusion of the pasuk, through your being a nation of priests and a holy nation. Al derech shetafkid ha-kohen lafitz elokuto yitbarach, just as the job of the kohen is to spread the recognition of Hashem being the God, ve'latot lev bnei adam likro b'shem Hashem ve'leovdo, his job is to turn people's hearts to call out in Hashem's name and service him. Kach yudam shel Yisrael, so too Israel's job is shenivcharu mikol olam liot kohanim shel habriyah. We were chosen to be the priests of creation. שתפקידם להפיץ אלוקות, our job is to spread out godliness בכל הבריאה, throughout creation, ולהשפיע על כל המין האנושי, and to have an impact on all of humanity. לקרוא בשם השם ולעטות שכם לעובדו, that they should all call out in Hashem's name, and they should all unify in the service of Hashem. ועל ידי זה ויתם לסגולה, that's what makes us exceptional. וכן גוי קדוש, and so too when Hashem says we are to be a holy nation, הוא תנאי לויגיתם לסגולה מכל העמים. That is a precondition to being that exceptional royal nation. וכמו דכתיב, קדושים תהיו, כי קדוש אני השם אלוקיכם, כלשון הרמב"ן שם, שאנחנו נזכה לדבקה בו ביותנו קדושים. Just as the verse says, you be holy because I am holy. I am Hashem your God. Nachmanides explains, you want to connect to me, Hashem says. I'm holy. You want to connect to me, you be holy. You want to connect to me, you have to be a holy nation. That's what the verse says. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem, ki am kadosh ashal ata l'Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, you're my children, because you're a holy nation. And Hashem chose you to be his chosen nation among all nations. The pasuk is reiterating this concept. Hashem says, why do I choose you? Because you are a holy nation. That is a precondition to being the chosen nation. What does it mean we are the chosen nation? It's as though Hashem says, I keep you in my treasury. You are my treasured nation. But there's a condition. You have to be a holy nation. By the same token, Hashem says, I call you my children. But again, I have a condition. I want you to be holy. ולאור זה יש לברר העניין שהתורה הקדושה הזהירה כל כך הרבה על הקדושה. So now we have to understand what is the Torah repeatedly warning us about when the Torah tells us to be holy. כאן עוד קודם מתן תורה, this is before the giving of the Torah, Hashem says, be holy. What does Hashem want of us? He didn't even give us the Torah and He's telling us to be holy. Again, we're going to find in next week's parasha, Hashem says, I want you to be holy people. Then later on in Parsha Shmini, the Torah will say, here are the prohibited foods. I want you to sanctify yourself and be holy. And in the Parsha of Kedoshim, the Torah will repeat the warning three times. Kedoshim to you, be holy. Make yourself holy. Be holy. I want you to be holy for me. And there are many other examples. You don't find about other things that the Torah warns so much. And nonetheless, look at the mitzvot. Is there any mitzvah that says be holy? The Torah repeatedly warns, I want you to be holy. Nachmanides considers it a commandment. He says, the commandment is, don't do everything that's permissible. Nachmanides holds that you're not allowed to just say anything that's permissible, I'm going to do. It's permissible to eat meat all day, so I'm eating meat all day. I'll make a blessing, it'll be kosher meat. No. Nachmanides says this is where the Torah told us not to be a glutton within the confines of the Torah. You could be a glutton within the confines of the Torah. Marry 30 wives and go be with each one of them twice a day. Go eat meat and wine all day. Yeah, you could live that life. No. You'll say, but I'm doing the mitzvahs. I'm davening shachar sometime. I'm making my blessings sometime. I'm davening mincha, davening marv. What do you want from me? Now, this is what the Torah says, be a holy person. That's how Nachmanides learns. But others don't learn that way. They say, yes, that's not the lifestyle the Torah wanted, but there's no specific commandment about being holy. So if you want to understand it, you have to understand that holiness is not a commandment like other commandments, but it is a precondition to Judaism. We find here, before the Ten Commandments, before the giving of the Torah, Hashem says, I want you to be my treasured nation, but there's a precondition. You have to be a holy nation. Just as you don't find one of the 613 mitzvos, be a Jew. It doesn't say that. Ki kol ha-mitzvot ne'emru le'mishu yehudi. The Torah was given to the Jewish people. If you're a Jew, then I'm talking to you. If you're holy, then I'm talking to you. V'kasher goy kadosh u'miyisodot shel mahut yehudi, shekemidat kedushato kach yehaduto. Being holy is one of the fundamental concepts of the essence of a Jew. In accordance with his holiness, he will be Jewish. It goes hand in hand. Kechol shemitkadesh yoter areu yoter yehudi. The more he is holy, the more he is Jewish. Umimeila in hakedusha kedusha kshura l'toyag mitzvot. So it's not connected. It's not one of the 613. Shein zef tzivui prati. It's not a specific commandment. Ela hagdara b'mahut yehudi. But rather, it is a concept in the essence of being Jewish. V'chol inyanei kedusha harei madrigot b'yadutu shel ish yehudi. So holiness, the levels of holiness, are the levels in the essence of being Jewish. V'chol inyanei kedusha harei madrigot b'yadutu shel ish yehudi, shemitoch sham kadosh atah l'Hashem lokecha, bachar b'cha Hashem liyot l'olam segula. Hashem says, you be holy, I chose you. According to your level of holiness, that will define how much you're chosen. So what does Hashem say? Hashem says, I want you to be my chosen nation. I want you to be mine, my nation of priests. So we could understand that based on what it says in the Medrash, the verse says, I want you to be holy people for me. What is that? What's the stress on me in all these verses? So the Medrash says, when you're holy, you're mine. Umfaresh bazei nachamenu shediek miitur alashon li sheyal olamav v'anshe kodesh tiyun. Valder zei yesh lever gam ken kan shaydeze shetiyu goy kadosh aratem sheli. The idea here is, through being holy, you connect and you are mine. V'ainyan kamvuar, and the idea is as follows. Dekodem kabbalat ha-Torah odia kadosh v'achu li-Yisrael et inyan ha-Kedusha. Hashem says, before I give you the Torah, first, you have to understand there's a concept of holiness. Chadesh atzmecha b'mutar. What does it mean to be holy? It means that I don't run to the limit. I say it's permissible for me to do up to this point. I take a step back. Hashem says it's a precondition to the Torah that you won't live life to the limits. You don't say, I could sleep till this hour and get in Kriya Shema the last minute. No. Get a minyan earlier. I could eat meat at this second. I could eat milk. I ate meat. I ate my steak. Then, now I could go have my milkshake. Okay, this is the second. Okay. Don't live life on the limits. It's true, it's permissible. But you have to strive to go beyond that. Yeah.
It became interesting to see that, okay, you should do one step behind, right, like you said, but not two.
Right.
To have this in our mind always. Because some people think that if you do two steps behind, you're less close to do something that is non-holy. But in fact, two steps behind also might be non-holy from the other perspective. That you don't do something that you should do.
Right. Balance, I agree. It's always balance, right? If you take too many steps backwards from this cliff, you might fall off the other cliff. Right. Right, I agree. But the question is, how big should that one step be?
Yes, that's also true.
So a precondition to the Torah is to be holy, which is that I take some of what's permissible and I say, okay, I don't need that. Let me take a step back. Let me have self-control beyond what the Torah limits me. I don't have to go to the limits. What's called in the concept in Judaism is Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lecha. Sanctify yourself with that which is permissible. Yes?
Where do we learn that from? Where is it in Sukkim?
So that's what Chazal say is the definition of Kiddushim to you. Where's the first place it says it? I have to look, where's the earliest source for Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lecha? I don't know. I have to look. I don't know what the earliest source is. Hutnai liyot sheli. And that is the condition Hashem says to being mine. Lo nema kan tzivo el ha-kdusha, rak she'atem kdushim ra'atem sheli, kedei liyot sheli alechem liyot anshei kodesh. It's not a commandment. It's a condition. Hashem says, you do it and you're mine. V'omro gimel pa'amim li dine 10 midot sheba'adam nechlakim legimel chalakim, midot ha-moach, chabad, midot ha-lev, chagat, midot ha-evarim, na'im, uchnegdam ne'emru kan gimel pa'amim li. So now I'm going to skip, you'll forgive me, because he's going into Kabbalistic concepts and I don't begin to understand them. So I see no point in reading, I can't explain. And the Pasuk says, Anshei Kodesh. I want you to be men of holiness. What does it mean, men of holiness? Shekol kulo yiyeh kadosh mikaf raglo v'ad rosho. Hashem says, I want you to be holy from your heel to your head. From your toe to your head, so to speak. V'inyan bazek ma'amar Rebbe HaKadosh Reb Mendel Mevitbesk. I don't know what that is. And the idea here is... Vitebsk, yeah, okay. I don't know who that is either.
Yeah, he was a Hasidus there as well.
Ah, okay.
It's
in Belarus.
It's in Belarus today.
Okay.
In Tiberia.
Shekach. So he said, Shekol hanag hashmit she'adam ne'ene, afilu hana'at hayeter, hibchinat nargan mafrid aluf, sheze mafrid ben yudi la'kadosh baruch hu. A person has to understand that, okay, this is deep also. No, I'm not going to be able to explain as well. ונכלל בדברים אלו, and encompassed in these ideas, he says, the Torah introduces the Ten Commandments with the commandment, I want you to be mine, and the way for you to be mine is through being holy, and the way to be holy is through taking control, not running things to the limit, but having self-control, and realizing that in life we have the capacity to distance ourselves from Hashem, even within the mitzvos of the Torah, if we do them in a gluttonous fashion. You can do every mitzvah in a gluttonous fashion. It's Hanukkah, let me have sufganiyot. So you polish off 500 sufganiyot over Hanukkah. Okay, that's not the idea of Hanukkah. It's Purim, so mishloach manos, right? So you polish off 30 mishloach manos for breakfast. There's always room to take the mitzvahs of the Torah and be a glutton within them. And the Torah says no. There's an idea that comes before the Torah. Be a holy person. Be a person that has self-control, that restrains himself. ונכלל בדברים אלו שנאמרו קודם קבלת התורה, and encompassed in these ideas that preceded the receipt of the Torah, מה שתכלית כל התורה ותרי"ג מצוות היא הדבקות בהשם יתברך. The idea that the essence of the Torah and the mitzvos is connecting to Hashem. וכדי שיהודי יוכל להיות דבוק בהשם יתברך, צריך להתקדש כולו מכף רגלו ועד ראשו אף במותר. In order for that to happen, a person has to sanctify himself. כי אם הוא בבחינת מפריד אלוף, הרי זה הפך הדבקות שמפריד מהשם יתברך, ועל זה נאמר אלה הדברים אשר תדבר בני ישראל לא פחות ולא יותר. So this is what Hashem says. Now here's what I want you to tell them. Exactly the Ten Commandments. People have to realize there's the Ten Commandments, and then there's the idea that encompasses the mitzvot of the Torah, which is how we apply the mitzvot of the Torah. I always tell the story of the guy who's standing in the hallway at 2 o'clock in the morning, yelling to his friend, the most important thing is to be a mensch, to have good midot. Yeah, very good, he's waking everyone up. We have to learn to apply the Torah in a way that's in line with the spirit of the Torah, to be holy people. It's not about keeping the Torah to the letter of the law, it's about keeping the Torah beyond the letter of the law, to be able to do things in a holy fashion. And that's why he says the Torah introduces it with that, where Hashem says, you want to be mine, so show me you want to be mine. Take that extra step and be a holy person.